solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. APSA.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Garing Combo alleges state institutions are being used to suppress independent candidates. Government to continue investing in hydropower despite push for solar diversification. In global news, EU says Congo Ebola outbreak raises urgency of ceasefire efforts. Welcome to the main news on Phoenix FM at 13 hours with me, Ruben Mwanza. Mazabuka Central Independent Parliamentary Candidate Garing Combo has alleged that state institutions are being used to suppress independent political participation in the ongoing campaigns, claiming the Zambia Police Service has been weaponized to serve the interests of those in power rather than protect peace. In a statement, Mr. Combo claims that the Zambia Police, working alongside agents of the ruling party, cancelled his campaign launch over the weekend despite a signed agreement permitting the use of the venue. He says the action amounted to constitutional violations and the weaponization of law enforcement agencies against independent candidates, further alleging an equal treatment in the enforcement of campaign activities. Mr. Combo has outlined what he termed seven incidents of systematic harassment, including an alleged assault on nomination day, his arrest on the 1st of June 2026, and attempts to disqualify independent candidates through court petitions. He has also cited alleged withdrawal of his campaign symbol, deployment of armed police during campaign activities, and coordinated efforts he said were aimed at disrupting his campaign and intimidating supporters in Mazabuka Central. Mr. Combo has since called on the Zambia Police to restore the right to peaceful assembly and urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and the judiciary to safeguard electoral fairness and resist political interference. But the Zambia Police Service has clarified the circumstances surrounding the stoppage of an intended campaign rally by Mr. Combo in Mazabuka District. According to Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo, Mr. Combo was scheduled to campaign in Neganega area according to the ECZ timetable, but allegedly changed the venue without notifying authorities, prompting police to advise him to leave. Government says it will continue setting aside funds for investment in hydropower generation, maintaining that hydropower remains Zambia's primary source of electricity despite ongoing efforts to diversify the country's energy mix. Speaking during the commissioning of a 197-kilowatt solar power station at the Energy Regulation Board ERB headquarters in Lusaka today, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity, Engineer Arnold Simwala, says while there is an urgent need for the country to embrace alternative sources of energy, government remains committed to investing in hydropower infrastructure. Engineer Simoawa has, however, welcomed the growing adoption of solar energy by both public and private institutions, describing the development as a significant relief to the country's main power utility, ZESCO. He further encouraged homeowners to invest in solar energy systems and take advantage of ZESCO's net metering program, which allows consumers to sell excess electricity generated from their solar installations back to the national grid and earn additional income.
We are not saying we are neglecting other sources of power production, including hydro itself. We have been scared to say, you know, when you look at our power plants, most of them are located in the southern region. As we are talking about diversification, we are talking about diversification of the location as well. The northern sector is one of the locations where we are looking at. So as much as we are saying dependence on hydro, we are not saying we are stopping investing in hydro. We are still continuing investing in hydro on top of these other sources that we have mentioned. Over and above that, at individual level as well, for those that can afford, you are not going to regret putting a solar on top of your roof.
Meanwhile, ERB Board Chairperson James Banda says the solar installation will significantly reduce the institution's dependence on grid electricity and lower operational costs. he has disclosed that ERB's monthly electricity bill, paid to ZESCO rather, has reduced from over 150,000 kwacha in December 2025 to 57,369 kwacha in May 2026 as a result of the solar power system.
As an energy regulator, we have the responsibility to not only regulate the sector, but also to lead by example. And in doing so, we aim to promote sustainable energy solutions and ensure a regulatory framework that is responsive to the needs of stakeholders. The solar project, which we're about to launch, has been developed to meet a substantial portion of our operational energy requirements, thereby reducing our dependency on conventional grid electricity and enhancing our energy security.
Former Ndola Central independent parliamentary candidate Joseph Piri has withdrawn from the race and has joined the UPND ahead of the August polls. Mr. Piri's former campaign manager, Pastor Alec Tembo, has confirmed the development to Phoenix News in an interview, saying the decision followed a fruitful discussion with President Hakainde Hichilema, who advised the former independent candidate to return to the ruling party. Mr. Piri, who previously served as district commissioner for both Ndola and Kalulushi, had initially opted to contest as an independent candidate before rescinding his decision. His withdrawal makes him the third parliamentary candidate to pull out of the race so far.
What you have seen and what you have heard is the correct situation at the moment. Honorable Piri, one, he has withdrawn his candidature for Ndola Central Constituency as an independent aspiring candidate. Secondly, he has decided to go back to the United Party for National Development, which is the UPND, after having a fruitful discussion, which was started by President Hakainde Hichilema. The President thought it wise to recall his son. It's more like a prodigal son being remembered by the father.
Chief Justice Mumba Malila has aged recently appointed judges to speed up the delivery of judgments and uphold impartiality in the execution of their duties. Justice Malila has emphasized the importance of delivering justice without unnecessary delays, particularly in cases involving suspects who have remained in custody for extended periods. Speaking during an induction workshop for recently appointed judges to the Superior Courts in Lusaka this morning, Justice Malila said the judiciary is faced with a significant backlog of cases that require urgent attention. He noted with concern that many suspects have spent years in custody waiting for the conclusion of their cases.
Let us act with humility, showing that the law, as you said, is bigger for anyone that serves with courage, judge, with fairness, and let if you say of your tenure, after it is done, that you strengthen public confidence. So integrity and impartiality are non-negotiable.
In global news, an Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has heightened the urgency of securing a ceasefire in the conflict-affected region, the European Union's Crisis Management Commissioner has said. The European Union said it had airlifted 100 tons of humanitarian aid to Ituri province, the epicenter of the outbreak. The supplies included medicines, tents, and protective equipment. But aid agencies warned that ongoing violence could hinder efforts to contain the outbreak. We monitored the BBC on other international stories.
The Israeli military says Iran has launched a new barrage of missiles towards Israel as both countries continue to exchange rocket fire for the first time since the ceasefire in April. Earlier, Iran said it was beginning a week of continuous strikes in response, it said, to repeated violations by Israel of the ceasefire in Lebanon, including targeting the southern suburbs of Beirut. The Israeli strikes have taken place despite President Trump reportedly telling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to refrain from further attacks. Crude oil prices have jumped in response to the latest attacks in the Middle East. Brent crude rose by more than 5% to just under $100 a barrel. President Xi Jinping has arrived in North Korea for his first visit.